to the Halloween haunts. Come in for your heinous history and traditions, as well as poems and stories to make your skin crawl. Now, here's the fantastic freak of fall, the Halloween Haunter!
Despite the fact that Halloween began in Ireland, and many of the traditions came over from Europe, we celebrate in a uniquely American way. Here are some random facts about how other parts of the world celebrate Halloween. Ireland has bonfires going all over rural areas and children trick-or-treat. They enjoy a barmbrack, a fruitcake with something baked inside that can see the future. If it's a ring, then you can expect a wedding. If it's a piece of straw, it'll be a good year financially. In Belgium, candles are lit in memory of dead relatives on October 31st. Austria sounds confused. Some people leave a lighted lamp on a table with some bread and water. For Santa Claus? No, to welcome dead souls back to Earth. Nothing says welcome home like bread and water. Many Germans put away their knives on Halloween night because they don't want spirits coming back to get hurt. I guess they leave their knives out all the time the rest of the year. That seems unsafe. In Britain, some kids try to trick-or-treat, but some adults aren't familiar with the American custom, and others pretend not to be, so it's not always terribly successful. Surprisingly, to me at least, Australia's not too into Halloween. They don't relate to it, and they don't want that part of American culture. But it's still creeping in, with parties and trick-or-treating becoming more popular. Japan's Halloween-like tradition actually happens in August, with the Obon Festival. Families gather so that when spirits come back, they can reunite with everyone. People send off their ancestors' spirits with floating lanterns called Toro no Gashi. They put the lanterns in the river and float them to the ocean. China's Hungry Ghost Festival is also in August, Ghost Month there. They're hungry because ghosts have thin and fragile throats, and no food could be swallowed. It would be hard to enjoy your Halloween Kit Kat, wouldn't it? China may have some American-style Halloween observances at Halloween, but that's more about America than Halloween. Children don't do anything, unless they're in an international school. That's sad. Chuseok is a harvest festival in Korea, usually in late September or early October. Many Koreans go home to honor their ancestors' spirits. They'll visit tombs and offer food, drink, and crops. Sweden celebrates All Saints' Day somewhere between October 31st and November 6th on a Saturday, and it's followed by All Souls' Day on Sunday. There are some Halloween celebrations like pranks and tricks or treats, and they may take place on our Halloween or their All Saints' Day, although not everybody approves of that. As you might expect, Dracula is a big deal in Romania October 31st, with costume parties and more centered around the famous vampire. Learn more about Ireland's history with Halloween in the very first episode, so long ago. It's at halloweenhog.wordpress.com.